This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And I got a proposal here, as there is a DC team that is going to play for a championship this weekend. And I think if one of their players plays a key role, especially, but even frankly, if this team just wins, that they would have a clear stake at a spot on DC Sports Mount Rushmore, which is incredibly impressive considering that athlete is still only 22 years old. That athlete is Trinity Rodman. And that team is the Washington Spirit. They face on, they take on Orlando Pride this weekend in the NWSL Championship game tomorrow night. That game is at 8 o'clock. It's on CBS, and the NWSL is the best, the deepest and best women's soccer league in the world. This is not some second-rate league in any kind of way, for those that are unfamiliar. And you could probably imagine that considering the success of the U.S. women's national team. And the Spirit have, just continually been one of the better teams over the past couple of years. They won the championship in 2021, and now they are on the verge of their second in 4 years. And I think that the fact that they would be the first two-time champs in DC sports in recent memory slash any memory since the Washington football teams of the late 80s, early 90s, even those were a little bit more spread out. But like, that's thought of as a trio of championships. But outside of that, how many Washington sports stars have multiple rings? The answer is none. Like, it's just not a part of Washington sports history. There aren't dynasties. There's one. It's the football team. And kind of the famous thing about that trio of teams is Coach Gibbs got it done with three separate quarterbacks. And so there wasn't ever this driving force, this singular force. You obviously have guys like Darryl Green, who are Hall of Famers that have three rings. There's a couple other players, the Hogs, there's multiple members of the Hogs that have multiple rings. But it wasn't like the quarterback in the way that like Brady powered the Patriots dynasty, or Mahomes is currently what he's doing with Kansas City. It's not a basketball dynasty where LeBron got two rings in Miami and he obviously has two more as well. It's not Jordan. It's not any of those. And soccer is a 11 person game. There are always going to be multiple factors. Aubrey Kingsbury, what the performance she put on in the semifinal, for those that may have missed it, she faced three penalty kicks as the game went to a penalty shootout. She stopped all three. That is unheard of. And she did it. And she was the goalkeeper of the year in 2021 when they won the title the first time. So she plays an enormous role. Andy Sullivan, although she is out right now with injury, has been the heart and soul of this team for as long as they have been competitive in this recent stretch. There are other great players that have been around, but Trinity is the best of them all. She was a rookie in 2021 and arguably the best player on the team. She is this year coming off winning a gold medal with the U.S. She was an MVP finalist, ultimately losing out on that award correctly, to Tembo Shawinga of Kansas City. But she is the best player on the second seeded team in the league, that if they beat the best team in the league, Orlando, this weekend, would have two championships to her name at the age of 22 years old. And that is rarefied air in any sport, but especially in the lineage of DC sports history. And just because the Spirit haven't been around for 50, 60 years, like, the Commanders have, or the Wizards have, or it's not a legacy sport like Major League Baseball, I do think that the NWSL is at a point in its trajectory now that it belongs in these conversations. It's one thing when you're, you know, oh, it's an 8-team league. Like, what are we really talking about here? But this is a sport that now has billions of dollars invested in it around the world. This is a 16-team league where, you know, 12 of the 16 teams are good, which is a higher percentage than most professional leagues. And she is legitimately one of the best players in the world. And that is also something that we can't often say about DC athletes. We've had some great ones come through, but Ovechkin is in a category of his own here, where the last 25 years, you know, he has been truly one of the best in the sport. You know, I think Harper had some stretches when he was a national where he was one of the truly five best players in the sport. But we are talking about one of the very best players in the world by any metric, any measure, ask any expert. Seemingly getting better, even though it feels like she's at the peak of her powers. And if she wins on Sunday, and if they win on Sunday, she would be sitting on two championships before her 23rd birthday. And I just don't see how you keep that person out of the best DC athlete of all time conversation. That is not something that a lot of people can say for their full careers. Nevertheless, 4 years of one where she would have won those two championships and been the driving force in many ways behind them. Anthony, do you feel like that is a crazy take, or is it the most logical take?
I wouldn't say it's a crazy take. I think when I think of players that have, you know, given this city years, I think they'll probably come to mind first. You got the John Walls, at least in my generation anyway. You have... who else? I'm blanking right now.
Well, this is part of the problem, right? Is like, yeah, there aren't a lot, right?
There aren't a lot.
John for sure is up there, and what he meant to the city and the culture and all that kind of stuff.
You got
is,
Zimmerman. You got Alex Ovechkin. Granted, sure, like a lot of those players, I mean, to the point you made about, you know, not having a lot of championships, it's more so they've given us years as opposed to like Brett Hartway here.
100%. And that would be the thing, right? Trent, yeah, would then have to stay for years, yes, and to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But like Ovechkin etched in stone. He's one of the greatest players in the history of his sport. He has spent an entire 20 years here in DC. He has won a championship. Like there is Ovechkin is the one to me above all others that has his spot inarguably etched in DC sports Mount Rushmore. And again, Mount Rushmores are kind of silly because if we picked a different monument, we could get more than four, but it also kind of makes it fun. So like Ovechkin, done. If you're going to pick a Washington player in the history of the franchise, Commander on back, right? Daryl Green's maybe the best to ever, mm-hmm, like relative to his peers at his position. He's a true Hall of Famer. You know, like there's others, obviously, like Dexter Manley was great. You know, Charles Mann was great in varying levels of greatness in terms of Hall of Fame or accolades. You know, B. Mitch, like one of the greatest return men of all time, should be in the Hall of Fame. Ridiculous that he's not, you know, up and down the list, but Sonny, you know, Sonny Jurgensen, obviously. And there's tremendous, tremendous players who mean so much to the city and so much to the history of one of the most historic organizations in the history of the sport. But there aren't a lot that can say, like, I was a driving force behind multiple championships.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, if you want to include coaches like Joe Gibbs, okay, well, that changes the math on that.
Yeah,
Joe is the one you pick from that team. The Wizards, like, it has to be Wes Unseld, because he's the best player on the only championship team they've ever had, and they haven't won 50 games since 1979. So, like, all due respect to John or Brad or anyone else you want to throw out for the last Gil, you know, some of those guys have longevity, some of those guys have this, some of those guys have that. Like, they just didn't win. Like, they didn't ever made a conference final. And so, you like, yes, because of his time here, would I put John still above Trin? For now, yeah. But if Trin stays, you know, even 6 years and wins two championships, nevertheless a third in that time, like, what are we really talking about here? Because it just, I think the larger point of, instead of getting in the silly sports radio argument, mm-hmm, of who's really on Mount Rushmore, is like the rarefied air she could enter this weekend is truly air that no one else in DC sports history in the last 30 years, at the very least, exists in. And very few could probably really legitimately state claim to. Certainly no one outside of those that wore burgundy and gold in the mid-80s and early 90s.
No, I would definitely
agree.
That's it.
That's the list.
Yeah.
So that game, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, going to be a lot of fun. Orlando's a bomb squad. They're so good. They're the best team in the league this year. Washington has what it takes to upset them. If you want more on that game, I did a full women's soccer or WOSO show with Andre Carlisle and Jason Anderson. That is out in the Hoffman W Sports podcast feed now. It is on its way to my Hoffman W Sports YouTube page as quickly as the internet that I'm working with will let it. And that will be up if you want to listen to it before the show or before the game tomorrow night or watch it before the game tomorrow night. As for right now, back to the Commanders-Cowboys game for most of the rest of the show. We'll go around the NFL at 5:30. But my pal Mike Leslie joins us next from WFAA-TV, the ABC affiliate in Dallas, with a report on the sad football team that he covers.